Shalom to all. Today's Avzu Shami Erevin Dav Zayin. We are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Gimel and the Vilnsor Sadavitz on Zayin Amud Aleph as well. And today's Avzu sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Biakav Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the Kara that we've been talking about, Kara Shamru. This Kara that we've been talking about, Ruchavik De Lakabal Ariach, it has to be wide enough in order to be able to place an Ariach on it. Ve Ariach, Chatzi Levenish Shalashit Tvachim. An Ariach is half of a brick of three Tvachim. A regular brick is 3 by 3 Tvachim, so an Ariach is 1.5 by 3 Tvachim. And actually, says the Tanakama, Dial Kara. It's sufficient for the kaira to only be one tefach wide in order to place the riach lengthwise, which basically means you take the three tefach length of the riach and place it across the length of the kaira. That means that the width is on the width of the kaira. So you have a 1.5 tefach wide riach on a one tefach wide kaira, and that's just a quarter of a tefach sticking out on each side, and that's perfectly okay. Now the Gemara clarifies, Amrav Ba, he says, the kaira has to be in a way that we could place a whole row of these half bricks lengthwise, as we just said. Whereas Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel, he argues and says, it has to be wide enough and able to place a whole row of half bricks widthwise, which means that the length of the brick is being placed across the width of the kaira, so that means that the kaira has to be three tefachim in order to be able to hold the three tefach length of the ariach. And we continue, ma'benehen, what's another nafkamina between them? So Amar Shini explains, b'riyas benehen. The difference is how strong this kaira has to be. Al detan derabanan, according to derabanan, pay attention to the gears of change, esrim arachin, has to be strong enough only to be able to hold 20 bricks. How are we getting the number 20? Well, because we're assuming right now that the Mavui is 10 amos wide. 10 amos translated into Tfachim is 60 Tfachim. And since according to the Chamim, we're placing the bricks on the Kaira lengthwise, and each of them are 3 Tfachim long, so 60 Tfachim divided by 3 is 20 bricks. That's how strong the Kaira has to be. However, Al-Dati Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Arbayin Arachin, it has to be 40 bricks, because they're being placed widthwise at 1.5 Tfachim, and therefore we would need 40 times 1.5 in order to be able to get to 60. Now we discussed a number of scenarios. Shtei Kairais, let's say there are two Kairas, there are two cross beams, each one is only half a tefach wide. How much space is allowed to be between them, and it still is considered a kosher kaira? Obviously, if they're right next to each other, that's perfectly fine, because that's basically a kaira of one tefach. But here we have two half tefachim kairas. How far away are they allowed to be from each other? So Zeir Amar, he says, chatzi tefach. They can be placed a half a tefach away, because ma bein chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach ba'emtza. What's the difference between if we have half a tefach beam here, half a tefach beam there, and half a tefach in the middle, or like the case of our Mishnah, where we have a one tefach beam and a quarter of a tefach sticking out on one side and a quarter of a tefach sticking out on the other side? That's a total of a half a tefach of airspace, and so this is the same thing, just inverted, and that's perfectly okay. However, Tani Rabbi Shai teaches tefach, that actually there could be a full tefach of space in between these two half tefach beams, and it still is able to hold the ariach, because remember, the ariach is 1.5 tefachim wide, and so that means that a quarter of a tefach of the ariach would be resting on 1.5 tefach beam, another quarter of a tefach would be resting on the other half tefach of the beam, and then we would have a full tefach in the middle, and that's perfectly okay as well. On to another case, shtei kairos, we have two kairos, bezu shlish v'chal shehu, each of the kairos themselves are a third of a tefach and a little bit, ubeinehen pachas mishlish, and in between them is a little bit less than a third of a tefach of airspace, so all together, between the kairos and the airspace, we have a full tefach. Is that kosher or not? Yevakai demar Rabbi Yechanan, we'll bring like what Rabbi Yechanan said, we have this mezach Shabbos, ha'omid v'chal mitzarfen barba, that the standing part and the open airspace combines for four. We know that any space that's 10 by 4 tefachim is rishus hayachid. This refers to a pit where a combination of the walls of the pit and the airspace is 4 tefachim, and that would consider the airspace above this area a rishus hayachid, and zayinom beis on top, v'ushe oimid rab halachal, it just has to be that the standing part, meaning the walls of the pit, is more than the empty airspace, and as we had discussed then, it would basically have to be at least 2.5 tefachim of standing wall, and then the other 1.5 tefachim could be air, and that's a total of 4, and that's the same thing over here with our kairas. Each kaira is a third and a little bit of a tefach, and the airspace is a little bit less than a third of a tefach, so we have more oimid than chalal, and that would be okay as well. Now we'll continue with other cases. We have a kaira that's sticking out of one wall of the mavoi, but it doesn't actually reach the other wall. Or we have two coming out, one of each wall, they're right next to each other, but they're not actually touching each other. So if in between them there's 3 tefachim, sarach kaira. So we need another kaira, because we don't have lavod. But vim lav, if not, if there's less than 3 tefachim in between these two beams, or in between the beam and the wall, and sarach kaira, we don't need another cross beam, because we say lavod, and lavod closes gaps, so it's like it's closed. Now, istanai tani, there are those that teach arba, that the magic number over here is 4 tefachim, and we've already mentioned this as an opinion of lavod, and the question is, why would we hold this over that? And the answer is, man demar shloisha, according to man de amar, that the focus is 3 tefachim, kedei averas adam. This is the amount that a person is able to pass through. If there's 3 tefachim of airspace in between these two kairas, or in between the kaira and the other wall of the mavoi, that's enough for a person to pass through. It's considered a breach, and therefore we would need a brand new kaira. But if it's less than 3 tefachim, so a person's not able to pass through, and therefore we consider it sealed. However, Ma Demar Arba, the one that holds four tefachim, kidei makim. His main concern is, do we have a makim chashuv? And as we've already said before, a makim chashuv is four tefachim. So if we have less than four tefachim of space, that's not a makim chashuv, and therefore it's still kosher. And we continue with more situations. Kairusha Rosha Echel Mala Master Mama, Varosha Echel Mata Master Mama. We have a kair which is slanted. One end of it is above 20 amas, the other end is below 20 amas. So is it kosher or not? And the answer is Rayin. We take a look. She'ilu yagud b'sach shlosha tefachim. If we would cut off the end of the kaira, keeping it still within three tefachim of the wall, v'hi neris b'sach asrim ama, and now the remaining part of the kaira is all within 20 amas, mutter, then it's mutter, because that's no different than the previous case of the kaira not reaching the wall completely, but still being within three tefachim of it. V'imlav, but if not, if when we cut off the end of the kaira, some of it is still above 20 amas, asr, then it's asr, we would need a different kaira. Here we have another example. Kaira shereisha echad l'mala me'asar tefachim, v'reisha echad l'mata me'asar tefachim. We have a slanted kaira, but here it's very low. Part of it is above 10 tefachim, which is okay, but the other end of it is below 10 tefachim, which is not okay. So here we do the same thing. We take a look. If we're going to cut off the end of the kaira, still keeping it within 3 tefachim of the wall, and now the entire remaining part of the kaira is above 10 tefachim, mutter, since mutter, because it's the required height. But if not, aser, then it's aser. Another situation. Here we have two kairas, one on top of another. Neither of them is wide enough. They're both, let's say, half a tefach. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he tells us, we view the lower one as if it's above, and we view the upper one as if it's below, meaning we apply something called chavut rami, that we take one of these and we cast it down, placing it actually next to the other one. So now we have a proper kaira over here. As long as the upper one is not above 20 amis and the lower one is not below 10 tefachim. And continue to explain this, Ashkachtani, we've just found taught that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas aviv v'chalak al aviv. The Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds like his father in one thing, but argues with his father in a different thing. B'shitas aviv, he goes like his father Rabbi Yehuda in one thing. Du amar, he says, we view the upper one as if it's below, and we view the lower one as if it's above, and this is what we're going to see in the upcoming Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda holds this concept of Rayin. However, v'chalak al aviv, he argues with his father, du amar, because Rabbi Yehuda just said, as long as the upper one is not above 20 amis and the lower one is not below 10 tefachim, whereas in Tan Rashid Tesaviv, who, if you want to say that he agrees with his father, even if it's much higher than 20 amis, it shouldn't make a difference, because we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that according to Yehuda, a kaira of the Mavoi, which is above 20 amis, is perfectly kosher. Whereas over here, Bias is saying that the upper kaira cannot be above 20 amis, so it must be that he doesn't hold like his father in that part. Rabbi Yehuda quotes Chinuna Bar Shalamya, and Rabbi Yehuda quotes Chinuna Bar Shalamya b'shem Rav, that it has to be that this upper beam is within three tefachim of the lower one. Only then we're going to be able to say lavud and combine them, and we're not going to say this concept of chavut rami, that even if they're very far apart from each other, that we're going to view them as if they're together. And moving on to halacha dalad, continue to discuss the kaira. We're going to have three shitas over here, two in the Mishnah, one in the Gemara. Rechava l'kabel ariach, ubriya l'kabel ariach. The kaira has to be wide enough to be able to put an ariach on it, and also has to be strong enough to be able to hold an ariach. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, rechava afal pi she'ein ubriya. It has to be wide enough to put the ariach on it, even though it's not strong enough, which basically means it can be a very wide piece of straw or a reed or something like that. Even though if you put a brick on it, it would snap in two, that's not a problem. As long as it's wide enough, we apply this concept of rayin, and we view it as if it's strong enough to be able to hold this ariach. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Rechava l'kabel ariach l'chulu, and Tani Reb Shimon says, Beria afal pi she'ein rechava. He's the exact opposite of Yehuda. As long as it's strong enough, even if it's not wide enough, that's a kasher kaira. Rav Huna says, B'shem Rav, halacha k'rameir, he's a Tanakam in the Mishnah, that it has to be wide enough and strong enough. Whereas Shmuel Amar, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel says, halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, as long as it's wide enough, even if it's not strong enough. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, he says, halacha Rabbi Shimon, halacha like Rabbi Shimon, that it has to be strong enough, even if it's not wide enough. Now, Amar Shimon Bar Karsana, he tells us, making the tamer halacha gadein, halacha gadein, since we have three different opinions of whom the halacha is like, manda aver hachin lechashash, manda aver hachin lechashash. If a person goes like this, that's not a problem, and if a person goes like that, it's not a problem, because he has on whom to rely. However, Amar of Mana argues and says that no, mikivan de itmar halacha karabanon, since one of these opinions, which is Rav Huna b'shem Rav, is that the halacha is like Rav Meir, which is the Rabbanon, that's the Stam Shita in the Mishnah, it doesn't have a Tana's name attached to it, so it's the Rabbanon, Shavkin L'Yachid V'Avdin K'Rabbanon, then we leave the Das Yachid, we leave Rabbi Yehuda, and we leave Rabbi Shimon, and we go like the Rabbanon, that it has to be wide enough and strong enough. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.